You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Well, I suppose at the end of the day, retail business right across the country has had huge upheaval. You know, if your doors aren't open, you can't trade. And if you can't trade, there's no income. So it's an unprecedented situation that we've found ourselves in. And, you know, it wasn't for a short period of time. It was for a fairly prolonged period. Most businesses obviously weren't able to trade during level four or level three. And some have had interrupted trade, depending on their sector, through level two. So, you know, tough times.
Mm. And so how did the government respond towards the commercial property leasing sector?
So Property Council went to the government early on in the process, early April, saying, hey, look, we need to probably put a proposal to you that sees landlords meet some of the cost here, tenants continue to meet some of the cost, and government assist, and also through some taxation restructuring. And that didn't get anywhere. And so over the next couple of months, by and large, the industry had to manage itself and come up with decent commercial solutions between landlords and tenants around rent and terms going forward. And by and large, that's occurred. In some cases, those situations are still outstanding. And in a lot of cases, those situations have been resolved. And then very recently, obviously in the last couple of days, the government has announced a package which effectively is the subsidy of a dispute resolution process, an arbitration, which is compulsory, which says that if matters haven't been resolved, landlords and tenants need to sit before an arbitrator with the terms of reference, which is sort of yet to be fully worked through to come to a resolution.
Mm. And so for your group, the New Zealand Council of Retail Property, what are some of the major concerns that you're voicing over the government's proposal to intervene in the industry's contractual relationship?
Well, there's parts of, you know, different parts to our concern. The first is the period of time that this has taken. You know, it's been several months, and in that period of time, most people, as I've said to you, have got on and done the business and worked it through. And as we come out of this on the other side, and we're hoping, you know, we're hoping to move into level one and get back to business as normal, we're now sort of receiving a package which we feel is actually going to protract the situation, put people through, you know, an arbitration process. When we should be getting back to business and focused on that, we're going to be going through a dispute around who should have paid what. And we would have hoped that most businesses, both landlord and tenant, had worked that through by now. And if they haven't, there's probably other reasons. So that's the first issue. The second issue is, you know, this is uncharted territory in New Zealand for a government to be wading into a commercial contract between parties and changing the terms retrospectively. You know, and that's, we call it the sanctity of contract. It's an important, you know, legal cornerstone in New Zealand. People go into a deal based on the law at the time, and for the government to come along and effectively change the law around a piece of it, after the deal is done, it's pretty special. So we're concerned around that because it sends a signal. And one of the baseline fundamentals of commercial property is that the deal is done, the lease is set, people pay the rent, whether they're making a lot of money, not doing well or not. It's just, you know, the rent is the rent. So we don't, as landlords, we don't get more money when the shops are doing well. We don't get less money when they're doing badly. The rent is the rent. So here we have a situation where the government's basically changing that pretext and saying, well, because there's been difficulty for on the tenant side of the equation, we all acknowledge there has been, we're basically going to change those rules, which have been enshrined, I suppose, in our industry and in our economy for hundreds of years. So, you know, at a philosophical level, it's a big step. You know, we're not aware of any other industry sector where the government has decided to do that. So if you think about the effect of COVID-19 right across our economy, government could be concerning itself with all sorts of contracts. I mean, why not provide you know, an intervention into whether or not people should be paying their mortgage, or whether or not people should be paying the HP on their car that they haven't been able to drive during COVID-19, or whether people should be paying rates on the building that they haven't been able to occupy. So we're just sort of questioning why the government would signal out the property sector and say commercial property owners in particular, and retail is our concern, and say, you know, you guys are somehow different and the contract that you had going into COVID-19 doesn't stand coming out of it.
It's very interesting. As you even said before, you know, this is some uncharted territory for the Property Act, and it's and one of the things that probably has, you know, led to the concern now is really just how the government kind of put it on the back burner. It's just taken this amount of time. You know, this goes back, as you said, to the start of April, nearly 2 months ago now, when the government was first considering how to support the commercial property sector. Now, it was met with some mixed reactions. Many property councils, however, were welcoming the move. As you said in the press release, your sector moved quickly with a proposal to assist the industry. Now that they've made these changes, and they're probably, as you've said, not some of the best changes, what recommendations would you now make to government and their intervention of the industry's contractual relationships?
Well, we need some clarity. I think, you know, I think at the end of the day, we've only just seen a cabinet paper, but that will turn into a bill, and it's about getting the detail right in the bill. If government is really targeting this to be the small small operator, then we have some concerns around the criteria. A 20-person, full-time employee store, which is one of the criteria applied, is a very, very large retail store. I mean, if you went into the vast majority of retail stores in New Zealand, they wouldn't have 20 people working in them full-time. So if the attempt here was to focus on small business, we think this is actually capturing the vast majority, certainly in the retail sector. The second thing we're concerned about is that it is obviously set out to not provide support to businesses that aren't basically New Zealand businesses, and so we need some clarity around that. Does that mean businesses that are based in New Zealand but owned offshore? Does that mean businesses that trade both in New Zealand and offshore? You know, what are the criteria around that? And that's very important. Yeah. We need to get that sorted through. So, you know, those parts are really important to us to make sure that going into this there's absolute clarity, and those will become the terms of reference for the arbitration. And at the end of the day, the arbitration is only as good as its terms of reference. So we're concerned around those details.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.